How was the lap, the victory lap? Did preconceived or just in the moment?
In the moment. In the moment. I didn't have I had nothing planned today at all. My total focus was to come in and play my heart out and get my team a win. And everything else just came with it. Everything just came with it. There's probably no greater moment than seeing my kids, my mom, my dad, my family, you know, right there at the end of that end zone. That was probably when I lost it emotionally, because I knew that everything I've always done has always been for them. You know, and
for... How much fun was that? I mean, you won a Super Bowl, but that has to rank right up there.
Yeah, but I just think it's one of those things, you know, that when you really, when you recap it all, you know, and you try to say what's one of your greatest moments, you know, you can always, I knew how it started, but I never knew how it was going to end here in Baltimore. And so for it to go the way it went today, I mean, I wouldn't change nothing. There were so many moments today that, I mean, so many fans and just the things that were said and, you know, the tears that I was seeing from people, and I'm trying to hold it in myself because I'm trying to play a game. But just a very, very, very emotional day. Yeah.
How do you get off this emotion and get ready to go?
That's easy. That's easy. I've already turned my iPad in to get Denver film now. So it's on to the next one. And that's one thing about, you know, being in this business so long. You know, I told them, you know, we don't have the 24-hour rule now. We got a less than 12-hour rule, because that is, we back to work. And we know what we got next week. You know, Denver is going to be, they're well rested. You know, and we saw them early in the year. But now we get them again. With all of our guns back, and we're really looking forward to it.
Hey, what was the ride like to M&T Bank Stadium this morning?
Probably very quiet, very quiet. I didn't have nothing planned in my car. I didn't have no phone out. I didn't have nothing, you know. And Brendan rode with me over here, and I just, you know, he was bugging me to take a picture and all these things, and capture all these things for Twitter. I'm like, I don't do Twitter and all that stuff, you know. But I just tell you, man, I was just in one of those moments to where I just really wanted to appreciate the ride, you know, to know that I came in here at 18 years old and I started something at 18 years old, and I was a child then, but I'm 37 years old now and I'm a full-grown man, and to be able to recap all of that so quickly is the ultimate. You know, I'll tell anybody, you know, you can, one thing about God's will is you can never see God's will before it happened. You can only see at the end of it. And for his will to be done this way, I could never ask for anything else.
Ray, from a football standpoint, how did you feel out there as you try to sort of knock off the rust? 10 weeks is a long
Yeah, time. You know what? I actually started to practice Denver week. I actually started to practice Denver week, you know, and I really just went hard, you know, in practice. And really I started doing scout team and, you know, just messing around. So I really pushed myself to get the pace back up and get the tempo back up. And, you know, Coach came to me and DP came to me and Wink came to me and said, you think you're going to be able to go a whole game? I'm like, listen, this is it. You know, this is why we do it. You know, and I've been training so hard, man. Everything that I've done since I've been hurt has been to be back with my team, to be back clicking on all cylinders, not come back and have to go in, have to come out. Nah, I've never played my career like that. And so I was totally ahead of the game with that.
Right, as far as plays, you had the blitz where you tackled Ballard across. I guess the one you wish you had back, obviously, the pick that almost happened.
I'm going to live that one. I never live that one down. I never live. I'm going to put that one on the brace because I tried to pull my arm up, but the brace wouldn't come out.
Did your arm hold up well?
Yeah, you know what? Dude, I think, you know, once again, God to all glory, because I didn't feel one pain. I didn't hurt it one time. I actually argued with my equipment staff to take it off halfway through the game because I thought I didn't need it. But
that's where you tried to knock the ball down and couldn't get your arm off.
Yeah. I was trying to tell them that, you know, that it's stopping me from extending. But you know what? You know, I've always trusted them, you know, with their advice. And it was kind of important to keep it on. And for me to come out and not have a bruise, not tweak it, not do anything like that, it's just really awesome.
Will you won't play here again? Does that sink in?
It probably won't sink in. And you know what? And probably reason why it won't, because it's probably the last thing on my mind right now. Seriously. because the next thing on my mind is, as a team, we're poised to go do something. Yeah? And we, and whatever, whenever the road stops, you know, ultimately God's will is God's will. But as men, we made a commitment to each other. And that is, next week, head to Denver to get a win. And
yeah. What would it mean to play Peyton Manning one time, a couple of old Warriors?
Yeah. Yeah. They're always classic. I tell you that, you know. It's just one of those chess matches. And, you know, he knows me very well. I know them very well. And he's dealing with a lot of different new pieces out there. But they've done a heck of a job, you know, adjusting to his scheme and getting the plan real fast out there. So I just thank for me and him back colliding, because at the end of the day, it's not about me and Peyton. You know, it's about their team against our team. And I just think I just like our team. I love our team right now. And I'm really looking forward to going out there and play them next week.
Did you feel any limitation, and did you fear re-injuring yourself at any point in the game?
Nah, you know what? You really, for me, from the moment I told coaches I was going to play, you know, fear is gone from that point. I don't, because if you think about it, that's when you're going to limit yourself, you know. I've always said that, you know, when I hit the ground hard, you know, would something happen? But yeah, as you saw, you know, making a couple of tackles and hitting people at times, I just never, like I said, I just never hurt it. I never re-injured it. And I give all credit to a bunch of people that I've seen, a bunch of doctors and a bunch of, you know, treatments that I've done, you know, which was tremendously awesome, because, you know, we had to get through the first part very quickly to get back here. And to be back here is just probably one of the most amazing things ever right now for me.